The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
Era the Consortium, the best sci-fi game ever, man. And we totally just paid Steven to say that. Not that it's not true. Check out the Kickstarter for our new tabletop RPG at tinyurl.com/sovkick. That's tinyurl.com/sovkick. We're really happy to have Era the Consortium as a sponsor for this episode of Dueling Reviews. It's time once again for two guys to sit down with one comic and, well, write it seriously. Have a show that's bigger on the inside than it is on the outside. This is Dueling Reviews.
Hello, I'm Scottish for the whole episode.
There you go. That's Matthew Peterson. I am Steven Schleicher. And this week, we're taking a look at Titan Comics' brand new Doctor Who, the 12th Doctor, number one. Okay. So I'm going to give Titan Comics some credit.
Yes.
Because they've got, is it three Doctor Who series all going on? We've got 10, 11, and 12 series all ongoing right now.
And a fourth on the way. They've solicited a ninth Doctor series.
Holy crap.
I think that's great.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is
12 monthly Doctor Who comics.
I don't know how this sells. I'm sure this sells much, much better overseas than what it does here in the United States. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that would be kind of cool. I don't know if you could sustain 12 monthly series, but maybe you could do, Doctor Who quarterly, where you have like... Book? Well, maybe you have like 8, 9, 10, and or let's see, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. How about 9, 10, 11, and 12 books going on in one quarter. And then in the next quarter, you have the previous four and then another four. And then you should be able to get through all 12 Doctors in a year.
I think the rights to the new series Doctors in new media are separate from the first eight classic series Doctors. Because when they did the 50th anniversary radio series, they brought back all the Doctors and they wanted to get maybe David Tennant involved, but they didn't have the ability to use the 10th Doctor.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because, you know, David Tennant, the 10th Doctor is actually the 5th Doctor's son-in-law.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that's fun.
This series, the Doctor and...
Clara.
Oddball.
Clara Oddball.
decide to go on a little ski trip to an ice planet. The problem is that once they get there, the Doctor discovers that the ice planet has been terraformed for some rich dude's wedding.
It's no longer an ice planet. It's now a jungle world.
Man, I gotta say, this issue felt like I was reading something out of Hitchhiker's Guide.
Really?
Yeah. Some of the humor... And then, of course, the whole building the planet kind of thing really kind of threw me. And it felt very much like a Hitchhiker's Guide thing.
Well, I'm fine with that. I mean, Douglas Adams started out as a writer on Doctor Who. So
yep.
Hitchhiker's Guide is highly influenced by the mother show, if you will.
Yep. Clara fights off some Chaka Chaka skunk monkeys, or skunkies, as she calls them. And they are picked up by a robot. That looks very much like, life. Marvin. Don't talk to me about life. Except his name's Eric.
Brain the size of a planet.
And his brain is the size of a planet, it looks like.
He's got a big head.
So, some bad things are going on. Even though they think they've terraformed this correctly, lava pits are showing up where they're not supposed to show up. Some robots are going crazy times. Things are collapsing and pits are in trouble. And when the Doctor tracks down the source of the signal that he's receiving, he finds out that it's Gallifreyan technology.
Gallifrey.
And then
that's his whole planet.
Suddenly, out of this giant ship that's buried miles beneath the planet, Hyperios rises, and the universe falls. Question. Hyperios has nothing to do with Hyperion, the planet of the Genesis of the Daleks, does it?
I don't think so.
Okay, because the Doctor seems to be...
I'm unfamiliar with Hyperios before this issue.
Oh, okay, because he seems to recognize the symbol and what it means, and when I tried to do a search for Hyperios, it kept pointing me to Hyperion. And I was like, well, maybe that's what they're talking about here.
Could be. I don't know. Well, and the... I don't think so. I don't know. I can't say for sure because this issue is full of bits and pieces. And interestingly, the thing that I really enjoy is that they've thrown in references to the 12th Doctor stories that have aired already.
That's what I was wondering if these, because I haven't, I watched the first episode of the 12th Doctor. I haven't watched the rest. And I didn't know if some of the things she was saying had already aired or if they were spoilers for things that were coming up.
Everything that I recognized had already aired.
Ah, okay.
If there's a spoiler in this issue, it's a spoiler for something I haven't seen yet, and thus it won't be a spoiler until I get there.
Yeah.
I think we're 7 episodes into season series 8, whatever you want to call it.
I don't know. I could look it up here real quick.
It's all right. It's the 12th Doctor. I'm enjoying the 12th Doctor era on TV. So, you know, in spite of the fact that it's got Clara.
What's wrong with Clara?
Here's the thing about Clara.
8 episodes.
Clara.
Oddball.
Has been.
Yes.
For a season and a half now.
Mary Sue.
Set up as this super impossible smart girl who's more important than the Doctor himself. He has said this textually in the show. She's more important than he is, and she's so clever and so smart. But she, until recently, she hadn't ever actually done anything clever.
Right.
It was just them telling us repeatedly how clever she is.
I think we talked about this before. She's a Mary Sue.
Yeah, I'd say that. But I think that the dynamic of mean big brother to Mary Sue, as opposed to the dynamic of magical imaginary boyfriend.
Mean big brother to Mary Sue. Would that be like
Marty
Cruel
Stewart.
Cruel Carl?
Cruel Carl. But the 12th Doctor has a very much of a kind of a cruel stepdad kind of.
Yes, yes, he does. Yes, he does.
And that's great in a way, although I don't like the fact that
he's got a lot of snark to him, though.
In this issue, they do the thing again where they make fun of her for being fat.
Oh, and she's fat?
For everything that you can say about Jenna Coleman's character, and don't get me wrong, I'm not a Clara fan, but she ain't fat.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But I think the 12th Doctor's interactions with her make her more palatable because the 11th Doctor, I don't know, it felt like he was a little too impressed with her.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. And they never told us, or rather they never showed us her being clever. They just told us about how clever she was and, you know, dialogue. Show us, don't tell us.
Speaking of dialogue, so overall I thought that the dialogue was pretty well written. Mm-hmm. Fairly well written until, you know, the president of the planet or whoever walks in.
Right.
And, you know, he's basically going, who the heck are you guys? What are you doing here? And Clara says, he's the Doctor, Doctor Who. And then, yes, we know that gag. Doctor Who turns up in the nick of time to save the day, though sometimes wonders why he bothers. Doctor Who's quite possibly your only chance of getting off this world alive. Doctor Who advises you to do exactly as he says, blah, 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 blah.
I love that.
He's referring to himself as Doctor Who. I mean, I don't mind it.
No, he's not. The guy says Doctor Who, and he's like, Doctor Who shows up just in time to save your life. Doctor Who's going to tell you what to do. But
Doctor Who, yeah, I don't know. It feels like there's some punctuation out of place. Doctor, who turns up just in the nick of time to save the day.
I could buy that. There aren't a whole lot of ways that you can do that. Doctor Who just remembered that he knows Venusian karate.
Yeah. Or Doctor Who turns up in the nick of time.
No.
Yeah, that's, stop I mean, there's that. Ways that you stop can read that. That's what I'm saying. There's a misplaced, There's misplaced punctuation.
The prisoner too. It's not you are number six. No.
You are number six.
You know.
You are number five.
No, this is number 12.
You are five, Doctor Who. Summary,
number
I don't
six.
Know. That was the one bit that just kind of threw me off because it just felt like he was referring to himself as Doctor Who and not just the doctor.
It's a very obvious, clever. Look at me, Mom. Look how good I'm writing bit. And
right.
Yeah, I think it hits home for me because I can hear Capaldi saying it in his Capaldi voice, and it sounds like something that the broody, not so patient 12th mm-hmm. doctor might actually snark at somebody. Mm-hmm.
Writer for this issue is Robbie Morrison. Artist is Dave Taylor. What'd you think of the art?
I felt like it was pretty well done, especially since time wise, you have to figure they were drawing this before
mm-hmm.
they got a chance to see the episodes.
Probably.
I don't think that Clara looks particularly like Jenna Coleman.
No.
But I think that the likeness of the 12th Doctor
is pretty good. There are some times where he looks way younger than he is, that's okay. Sometimes the eyes go a little crazy too, but I'm okay with that.
Yeah, and I think that may have something to do with the nature of the inking.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
Clara is chasing the monkeys, anytime we cut out to a wide shot, her eyes look a little wonky too.
Yeah.
But if you've ever read any of the Ninth Doctor stories in comics form, no one can ever draw Rose.
Oh, there you go.
It's impossible to draw Billy Piper, so.
Well, and apparently she's said she's never coming back to Doctor Who anyway, so there you go.
Billy Piper?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I saw something today on one of the news feeds.
Oh, but I love Billy Piper.
I know, everybody does. Even the Doctor. That's why he had to go to a different universe.
Well, only one Doctor loves her.
Yeah. So I like the art. I thought it was okay. I thought the coloring was good. I like the fact that we see multitudes of alien life, and it's not just all humans wearing a Vogon mask or something like that. I like that a lot. And I thought the issue was okay. I felt very much like a Doctor Who episode for a first chapter of an arc. And so, yeah, it was good. If you're a Doctor Who fan, I say pick it up.
I would agree. I think I'm a little warmer on the issue than, just an, it's okay. I kind of like this. And I felt like that the fact that the 10th Doctor and 11th Doctor first issues and the second issue of the 10th Doctor were really strong.
Yeah.
I think that, it makes me happy that we get to see multiple Doctors in comics form, because this is something they've never done before. And I've never understood why. They always mm-hmm. have an ongoing adventure of the incumbent, but you can tell tons and tons of stories, and you could, in fact, they should do like a Doctor Who quarterly. I think they should avoid crossovers, but.
Oh yeah. I don't think they should do crossovers, but I think with the fact that the Doctor is 4 million years old and
2000.
Crosses over his own timeline multiple times or crosses throughout history multiple times, I think you can have every single Doctor, if you want, have their own adventure, a little arc every now and then where number four pops up or number two or number five. Yeah. And you are number one and has their little thing.
See, what I want them to do is I want to see a crossover between the 6th, 9th, and 12th Doctors. And we could just call it Shouty. That's going to be the name of it. It's going to be a 6-issue arc called Shouty. And it's going to be the 6th, 9th, and 12th Doctors just yelling at each other for 24 pages and then a cliffhanger.
You said you've been reading the other Titan comic ones?
I have, yeah.
10, and they're pretty good, right?
Yeah, 10's very good. 11, I'm not as into 11 as a character.
Mm-hmm.
But the first issue of 11 was a really good book, too. I am looking forward to seeing if they can, do effective 9th Doctor stories, because there's such a limited run of
that was which one was that?
Christopher
that
was, Eccleston.
Oh, Eccleston. Okay,
he did one season on TV and 24 issues of Doctor Who. He's never done radio.
Oh, okay.
Christopher Eccleston has never come back to the role, and he was an established actor when he took on the role, and it's a job that he did, and it's a job that he's not going to do again. He says,
"Yeah, that's fine, not a problem. He can do that. It's his choice." So there you go. All right, listeners, you can go pick that up and Titan Comics. And if you like Doctor Who, they've got a lot of it over there for you. I thought, I don't know, that's another property. I was thinking James Bond, That's the one that Dynamite Entertainment just grabbed a couple of weeks ago.
James Bond is a Time Lord, too.
Oh, boop. Careful now.
No, he is.
Careful. He's only on his fourth incarnation. Fifth? Well, no, more than that.
Bond is on his eighth.
Is he on his eighth? Wow.
Well, let's see. There's Connery. Then there was George Lazenby. Then there was Moore.
Yeah.
Then there was Timothy Dalton.
Yeah.
Pierce Brosnan. There was Marty Feldman.
No, don't count.
David Niven.
Don't count
and,
those.
And Daniel Craig. I count those. You know what? I also count Rowan Atkinson as an official doctor.
Yeah, you can, but nobody else does.
Well, I don't
All care. Right. All right, everybody. Coming out next week from Dark Horse Comics, we've got the BPRD, The Plague of Frogs Trade Paperback Volume 1. That's some crazy stuff if you haven't read any of that.
Yep.
Halo Escalation number 11, Pop number 3. What is that? Sky Art of Final Fantasy Hardcover Volume 1. That could be interesting. Terminator Enemy of My Enemy is still going to kill a Skynet, number 6. DC Comics is Aquaman 35, Arkham Manor number 1. Oh, Aquaman number 35. It's been confirmed Jason Momoa will be Aquaman.
Momoa.
There you go. Batman Eternal 29, Catwoman 35, Flash 35. Oh, man. That TV series is awesome. And they keep throwing in references to DC continuity or DC Universe stuff. I've got a new article over at majorspoilers.com. You can go check it out. I think it's going to be a weekly. I'm going to try to do this weekly where we go in and we try to analyze all the little things that they throw out to us that we're not paying attention to.
Flash.
Yep.
And you know what you should call it?
What's that?
Flashback.
Oh, that's a better, because I was like, what the heck do I call it? And there's another site kind of doing the same thing, but they were calling it Flashfacts. I like Flashback. I like Flashback. That's what we'll change it to.
Because I am clever.
Harley Quinn number 11. I think that's the Scratch and Sniff one comes out next week.
I think the annual is the Scratch and Sniff.
Oh, is it? Okay. Maybe that. Okay. Justice League Dark 35. Multiversity the Just number 1.
Multiversity.
Futures End number 25. Red Lanterns 35. Secret Origins 6, Superman 35, among some of the other ones that come out.
Is there a Wonder Woman issue next week?
There is not a Wonder Woman next week, which is a shame, because next week is Wonder Woman week at majorspoilers.com. And we're going to have a lot of Wonder Woman coverage, and I was hoping that we could hit a Wonder Woman book next week, but sadly, no WW in our faces, not even a Superman Wonder Woman book.
All the world is waiting for you.
What do you think about standalone Wonder Woman one? Pretty excited about that?
Duck. I am. I've been psyched about that. I was hoping that that would happen sooner rather than later. So,
and it kind of is happening. It's kind of happening sooner. I mean, we still have to wait, 4 years, 3 years for this thing to happen?
Something like that.
Let's see. Wonder Woman 2017. So 3 more years, 2 more years, really.
Yeah, that's true. This year's almost over.
Yeah.
And it'll probably show up in a big summer blockbuster. So,
well, yeah, they don't have, I guess we could go back and look at the unannounced dates and try to figure out when these fill in. But what's interesting is 2016, we're getting 2 movies, although, 2016, we're getting 2. No, something's not right here because the graphic that Warner Brothers sent out, I don't have it here, but they have it like 3 movies a year, except for 1 year when there's 4 movies.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really crazy. Oh, 2019 only has 2 movies. So it's going to be exciting times, I think. IDW Publishing has Dungeons & Dragons Legends of Baldur's Gate number 1. Godzilla Cataclysm number 3. Godzilla Rulers of the Earth number 17. Let's see. Max Maximized number 12. My Little Pony Friends Forever number 10. Rotten Ruin number 2, Samurai Jack number 13, The Skylanders Micro Comic Fun Pack.
I don't know what that is.
I don't remember if that's the stuff for Halloween or not. I don't think it is. Diamond Comic Distributors just sent me today all the little mini comics that they have coming up so that people can give those to kids. I'm going to crack that open later tonight and see what's in there. Image Comics has Dead at 17, Blasphemy Throne number 3. Elephant Men number 60, Five Ghosts number 13, Goners number 1, Rise of the Magi 1 through 4, that's a signed collection, Starlight number 6, that's the Mark Miller thing, which is actually really good, Wicked and Divine number 5, Wildfire number 4, Zero number 11. Marvel Comics has Amazing X-Men number 12, Amazing Spider-Man number 8, Edge of Spider-Verse, All New X-Factor 15, All New Invaders number 11, Avengers 37, Axis Hobgoblin 1.
Axis Hobgoblin.
Is that going to be good? I don't even know what's going on in Axis. I didn't read the book this week.
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that Axis is the story of, and then they fight.
Yeah, yeah. Cyclops number 6, Death of Wolverine Logan Legacy number 2. You know, they announced, what is it called? Wolverines number 1 Wolverines, coming up in 2015.
Yes. Wolverines!
Yeah, it's not Red Dawn, unfortunately, although that would be a cool book for Marvel to adapt.
Yeah, Patrick Swayze, your Jennifer Grey with her original.
Got your Charlie Sheen,
only with a human head.
Yeah.
C. Thomas Howell.
She-Hulk number 9 comes out next week. X-Force number 11. 13 Coins number 1 comes out from the rest. Oh, Afterlife with Archie Magazine number 1. I bet that's a reprint of the first, the oversized of the Afterlife with Archie.
I think it's the first two issues.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bee and Puppy Cat number 5, Bionic Woman season 4 number 2, Bob's Burgers number 2, or no, I'm sorry, Bob's Burgers number 1 second printing.
Ooh.
Butterfly number 2.
Butterfly in the sky.
Let's see. Empire of the Wolf graphic novel, Evil Ernie number 1. Hero Cats number 2, Huge Howie's Wool number 4. Oh, not Huge Howie, Hugh Howie's Wool, number 4.
I don't even know.
Jack the Lantern Salvation, number 1. Jughead and Archie Comics Digest Annual. It's a $6 book.
That's a Digest Annual.
I don't know. they collect even more books from the last 70 years of Archie Comics.
Could be.
Lady Zorro, number 4. Mementic, number 1. Men of Mystery, 94. Monomyth number 3. Let's see. Regular Show number 16. Son of the Gun hardcover. Steampunk Battlestar Galactica Steampunk 1880 number 3. I have no idea. That's what it is. Steampunk Battlestar Galactica 1880. Did you read the first one?
No. I don't even know what that is.
Steampunk take on Battlestar Galactica, but it takes place in the 1800s instead of the 1900s.
Oh.
Instead of 1980, it's 1880.
A lost shining planet called Fred.
Twilight Zone number 9, Vampirella Fairy Tales number 1. Ooh, that's a $50 book.
Wow.
And that's about it. World of Archie Comics Digest number 44.
Wow. So
are we looking at Axis Hobgoblin then?
You want to try Axis Hobgoblin?
Not really, but we can do it.
We could do either Axis Hobgoblin or we could do that thing.
Baldur's Gate number 1.
Baldur's Gate?
Yeah, Dungeons & Dragons Legend of Baldur's Gate number 1 from IDW. Mm. Haven't done an IDW book in a while.
All right.
Let's hit that
Dungeons and Dragons, Legend of Baldur's Gate number 1.
All right, everybody, there you go. Your review of Doctor Who, the 12th Doctor number 1. You can find more reviews over at majorspoilers.com. You can look at our flashback. It's called Did You Know, but it's going to be retitled shortly to Flashback.
Flashback 79. Yeah, there you go.
And then next week, Wonder Woman Week, and you can find all the news about the upcoming Wonder Woman, Flash, and Green Lantern movies all over at majorspoilers.com. And until next time, keep reading books because we know that we will. And we'll talk about them next time, same place.
Dueling reviews.
Major Spoilers is copyright 2014.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
It's Can-Can. Over 50 years of endless deals.
Now, ShopRite does the Can-Can. Selling lots of brands on everything in Can-Can. Today is great to save some cash, so come to ShopRite's Can-Can Bash. Can-Can. You save much more on every brand. Can-Can.
Find endless deals at ShopRite's Can-Can Sale. Going on now. You can't miss it.
Stop up all the values.